Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Costa Rican environmental activists question the Pacific Alliance. Costa Rican issues related to intellectual property rights, patents on seeds, limitations to the ability of peasants to grow their own seeds, are elements of concern for us in the framework of the Pacific Alliance negotiations, said activist Silvia Rodriguez of the National Biodiversity Network of Costa Rica. According to its website, the Pacific Alliance is a regional integration initiative created in April 2011 by Chile, Colombia, Mexico, and Peru, which aims to build an area of deep economic integration and to move gradually towards the free circulation of goods, services, capital, and persons. Among other goals, the alliance adds to promote the larger growth, development, and competitiveness of the party's economies, aiming at achieving greater welfare, overcoming socioeconomic inequality, and achieving greater social inclusion of their inhabitants. Costa Rica is one of the countries that has shown interest in being part of this bloc. However, several social actors of the country, such as La Villa Campesina and environmental groups like Coeco Ceiba, Friends of the Earth Costa Rica, have expressed a rejection to this possibility. They are also worried about the most favored nation principle, said Rodriguez in an interview with our colleague Oriana Ortiz, member of Coeco Ceiba, in the framework of a mobilization held on May the 4th in San Jose, Costa Rican capital city, where several social sectors expressed their concern over the possibility of Costa Rica signing the Pacific Alliance Agreement. The most favored nation principle establishes that the country signing the trade agreement will be automatically benefited with the best treatment granted or that can be granted in the future to any other country in another pact. Rodriguez believes that agriculture and the issue of patents over seeds are key issues that cannot be accepted. She highlighted that there aren't only economic risks, but political risks, and warned about the dangers that the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement also implies. This agreement aims to create a platform for a potential economic integration in the Asia-Pacific region. According to the Foreign Trade Information System website of the Organization of American States, the countries that are participating in the TPP negotiations propose to design an inclusive and high-quality agreement that sets the foundations for economic growth, development, and generation of job sources in the member countries. The aim is also to turn this into the basis for a future Asia-Pacific free trade agreement. The TPP was signed in 2005 and came into force the following year. It involved Brunei, Chile, New Zealand, and Singapore from the beginning. In February 2012, Costa Rica announced that it would consider joining the agreement.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.